Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Did you seek out advice from people, and maybe what was the best advice you received?
Yeah, we had people that journeyed with us that were incredible. And I think maybe several things that come to mind. One friend that walked very closely with us that had gone ahead of us in adopting internationally and adopted older children gave me a piece of advice, and he just said simply, don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. I think that, very often you can let your mind wander about all the things that you don't know, all the things that you don't know about the process, and even all the things that you don't know about your children and things that they've experienced. And one of the things you find out is that the experience, once you get your kids home, is it's a little bit like peeling an onion. Slowly but surely, you begin to learn about them, begin to learn about experiences, and some of those things are great treasures, and sometimes there are great tragedies that, become a part of that onion peeling process. And you really just can't look too far into the future. You just kind of have to deal with what's in front of you. I think a lot of people that step into particularly international adoption look at getting a child as the finish line. And getting a child is just getting out of the starting blocks. And the real living and the real hard work and the real good stuff happens at the point that you get home. But that's really where the work begins. And so don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. I think also my dear friend Russell Moore, that wrote the book Adopted for Life, Russ and I were rookie professors at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary together. I was having a particularly bad day in our first adoption, and one of those days when paperwork was all messed up and we were thinking we would never see the end of the process, and I was bellyaching to Russ. He and Maria had adopted their two boys from Russia about a year before, and he was a real compass for me through the process. And I was just bellyaching and saying, I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I can finish. And I just remember Russ backing me up into a corner and saying, you will learn things about God that you would have no other way of knowing save going through this process. And that has proved to be true.